For months, Senator Don Gates and Representative Will Weatherford have been called the designate Senate President and House Speaker, respectively. But as of Tuesday, the term designate has been removed, and the Speaker and President titles are official. Gates, a Republican from Niceville, got a nomination for the position from Democratic Senator Bill Montford from Tallahassee. Montford says he knows it's unusual to nominate a Senate president from another party, but says putting politics aside, Gates will make a good leader.
Senator Gates will lead with a keen sense of justice, an astute understanding of the challenges at hand, and the conviction that policies benefiting the state of Florida should and will always come before politics.
Montford goes on to say finding solutions for Florida requires reaching across party and maybe even state lines. Senator Nancy Dietert, a Republican from Venice, also gave Gates her backing, saying he's got the right mix of life experiences to make an empathetic and strong leader.
With Don's educational background, I'm sure he will agree with my analysis that Florida is like a gifted child that has not reached its full potential. And I think with Don's innate vision and optimism, he will agree with Lady Gaga. When she talks about being on the edge of glory, I think she means Florida.
And meanwhile, in the Florida House, Speaker Will Weatherford was nominated by fellow Republican Representatives Robert Schenck and Seth McKeel. And Representative Perry Thurston, the House Minority Leader, voiced his support for the new Speaker as well. McKeel says Weatherford is the right quarterback for the team.
And so it's time now that we ask Will Weatherford, this total package of vision, integrity, faith, character, and strength, to call the plays, to take the snaps, and to confidently lead us down this extraordinary field of ideas.
Weatherford, a Wesley Chapel Republican, says he's already working with leaders from both sides of the aisle to formulate a legislative agenda for the coming session. And he says there's a lot of work to be done.
We're living at a time when the state of Florida needs us to act. Despite our efforts, members, more than 8% of all Floridians still cannot find a job.
And Senate President Gates is making his own list of legislative priorities, like looking into the state's elections issues.
I won't be satisfied, and neither should you, unless the 2014 elections in Florida are a model for America.
And Gates echoes Weatherford's idea that there's still lots of work to be done in Florida, saying the state is, quote, still far from the land of milk and honey. Lawmakers have already begun filing bills for the coming legislative session, which begins in March. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.